All right, amen. As Apostle already stated, our case study is to show the glory of God as a result of the body. And my title for tonight is, as you can see on the screen, everyone has the screen up to confirm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is a united people. Now, my case study is actually from the Old Testament, and I know this occurrence would be considered under the shadow, but we will still see in the account where unity was a factor in the glory move.
Amen.
Under the shadow, but because of the unity, you're still going to see the glory in this account. And that account is Gideon and his people. But first, before we go into the actual account, we're going to look at the conversation between Gideon and the Lord. And that is in Judges chapter 6. And this is verses 13 through 16. And I have it on the screen as well. Verse 13 says, "And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Verse 15 and 16. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man."
Wow.
We want to look at this last verse here, verse 16, more intently. The Lord said, "Surely I will be with thee." So this proves that within our hearing of the Rhema word, that the Lord is with us. The Lord said, "Surely I will be with thee."
Amen.
Secondly, we read in this verse, he says, "And thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." You're going to like this, TGM. The word "one" means united, and the word "man" means people.
Mm-hmm. Wow, come on.
When the Lord referenced one man, he was really telling Gideon, thou shalt smite the Midianites as a united people.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we're going to take a look at this united people. We're going to pick up in Judges chapter 7. We're going to begin verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people, here you see all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah in the valley. So we see here Gideon is with all the people, and they were pitched right near the Midianites. But the Lord steps in. Verse number 2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So this is interesting here. There were 32,000 men that were with Gideon to go against the Midianites. I'm going to speed it up and tell you that there were actually 135,000 Midianites.
Wow.
So Gideon had 32, but they were going up against 135,000. But God says to Gideon that the 32,000 is too many for him to give the Midianites into their hand. Now, mathematically, that doesn't even make sense. 32,000 doesn't even touch 135,000. But remember what the word of the Lord is.
Yes.
The word of the Lord was, God said that they would smite the Midianites as a united people.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
So what did God see within the 32,000 men that affected them from being unified as one? What did God see? We actually read it in the verses that we just read. God saw that if they would have acquired victory with the 32,000, that they would have vaunted.
Yes.
He saw that they would boast in themselves. So if they boasted in themselves, then where would God's glory be?
Yeah.
So to weed out this self-glorying, God says, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return. Now let's take a step back a minute. Not only did God see self-glorying amongst the people, but God also saw that there were some fearful and afraid. But did not these 32,000 receive the word of the Lord? I know Gideon as a leader relayed the word of the Lord to all these 32,000 people. How was it that they all heard the same word? Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. How, if they all heard the same word, was there fear amongst the people?
Bless God.
Why weren't they united in what they heard? But this is what God saw.
Amen.
He saw their fear, and hence disunity was in the camp. 22,000. 22,000 of those 32,000 people walked away. Now 10,000 men remained. And we pick up verse 4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Still too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and to deliver the Midianites into thine hand. Hallelujah. And let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So there remain those 10,000 men. But God still says it is yet too many. Remember, God said they would smite the Midianites as a united people.
Yeah.
So within these 10,000, why were they still not a united people? What else did God see? That was revealed at the water.
Jesus. Jesus.
God's instruction was those that lapped like a dog and brought their hand to their mouth would go with Gideon. But all those that bowed down to drink would not. How in the world does lapping like a dog show forth unity? And why is bowing down not? I thought about this. To understand what the Lord was proving in his trying here, you have to literally picture yourself drinking from a body of water. Here's a picture. Lapping like a dog at a body of water would mean you're on your feet. Dogs don't drink lying down. Neither do they drink kneeling down. They are standing upright. So these men that lap like a dog were upright and using only one hand to bring water to their mouth. On the contrary, picture yourself. If you bow down on your knees to drink water, not only are you on both of your knees, but you would now also have to place both your hands next to you in order to balance your body so you don't fall face first into the water. Think about that. The trying at the water revealed who was really unified. Why? Because the men who lapped like a dog were in a position of readiness. Who would move faster? The man who is already upright on his feet, or the man who's kneeling down? Whose arms are available? The man who only uses one hand to drink, or the man who has both arms balancing himself? Who would see something more quickly? The man who's standing upright, or the man whose head is face down to the water? This trying at the water was the indicating factor of their unity. Only 300 out of the initial 32,000 were a united people. God saw through all that admixture and separated the wheat from the chaff. God was creating a glory move by way of a united people.
Bless God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now we will see the glory release. Pick up at verse 8. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And he divided the 300 men into three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamp in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
Bless God.
You see, the lepers were the ones God knew whose hands would be available to hold those lamps and to hold the trumpets.
Come on now. Come on.
They were united in action.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 21. And they stood, hallelujah, every man in his place round about the camp. And all the hosts ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets. And the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethshitta and Zerizath, and to the border of Abel Mahola unto Tabith. As the 300 stood in their place.
Bless God.
And we're closing. As the 300 stood in their place, all they did in a natural aspect was stand and blow their trumpets. But because they were a united people, the glory of the Lord was released, and the glory sounded from their stance. The glory sounded from their lamps. The glory sounded from their voices. And the glory sounded from their trumpets.
Amen. Amen.
The glory flew 120,000 Midianites.
Hallelujah.
United people of
three. Hallelujah.
Amen, God.
God's Amen. Glory isn't in numbers.
No, it's not.
People that is united.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
to God.
That is a case study for you on tonight.
That's
God.
Hey,
united, that's the Lord.
Our united people. Hallelujah.
Hey. Yes.
That was tremendous awesome. In awesome. Every way. At the end, you rounded off with the glory speaking. Mm-hmm. The glory speaking through the trumpets, the glory speaking through the breaking of the lamps, the glory of the pitchers, the glory speaking through when they shouted the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Truly, truly powerful. I mean, all the way through this here, you see when God began to choose them, he didn't want them thinking that they as a body or nation could get the victory. He Amen. Needed them to see that they as his body with his mind would get the victory.
Yes.
He didn't need them seeing anything else but that.
Yes.
And so therefore he narrows it down. He keeps narrowing it down. I truly believe, Elder Allison, God gave them his mindset to lap like a dog, to be in a place of readiness.
Amen.
He said, let's take them down by the water that I may prove them for thee.
Hallelujah.
That I will prove them. I know who I set, and I know who I quicken to stand on his feet
Amen.
And bring the water to his mouth.
Hallelujah.
Those Amen. Are the people that are hearing me that yes. I've chosen to win Amen. And get victory.
Bless God. Amen.
Truly, truly powerful, Amen. Elder.
Awesome.
Truly powerful. And I will be remiss if I don't say this tonight. I'd be remiss. The Spirit of God. Once again, has been trying to get the house of TGM in a place of oneness in giving. In giving. There's something, and I keep saying this, that God wants to do. Please don't think I'm a petty preacher that wants to be able to boost offerings and tithes, because that's not my MO. But I know when I see a body move, and there's a body move where God is challenging us
Hallelujah.
To come into a place of oneness like they did in Acts 2, 3, 4, and 5, like they did. And in the area of giving, God wants to break this curse of debt, lack, and not enough, and bring us into a place of abundance.
Amen.
There's a challenge on the atmosphere that we will hear and not be afraid to honor and worship God.
Hallelujah.
In the manner of giving. This message tonight, this one tonight, has a prophetic implication That God wants to, he wants those that are hearing to come up and not be fearful and afraid.
Amen.
And to worship him. He keeps speaking to us.
Hallelujah, Lord.
There's something he wants to do as a united people in us.
God. Yes, Lord.
But he's challenging us to rise up, to trust him, to worship him, just like he did those in the book of Acts.
Hallelujah.
When he laid it on their hearts to sell all their possessions. He's laying it on our hearts. Ella Allison, you've been a tool.
Hallelujah.
You've been a tool in his hand to speak message after message, case study after case study begins to point. You have not left the conversation that you and God have been having ever since Passover. God has been speaking to you about giving our first when we got out, when we get across, when we pass over to give our first. Then he spoke to you again about the new bringing forth the old, about where our harvest was. Now tonight, I truly believe there's a prophetic word here saying, I'm going to prove them.
Yeah, don't be.
And afraid. I will make a separation if necessary, but I will have a united people that I can go ahead and show forth my glory because they worship me in oneness.
Amen, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, God. Bless God.
I can't help it. I hear it. It's plain as day to me. It is plain as day. All of your case studies have been concurrent, one with the other, and God is clearly speaking.
Bless God.
Bless he you, wants Jesus. To unite us because he wants to really reveal his glory. And I'm going to say this. He's going to do it. With
yes,
or without any of us, he's going
yes,
to do
he
it.
Is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The power of Jesus Christ lies in his body. And I promise you, I cannot change that. There's no more, I'm telling you, big eyes and little U's. There's no more. It is us moving together in the power of agreement that's going to release the greatest anointing we've ever seen.
Amen. Amen.
300. Amen. 300 put over 100,000 to flight.
Yes, God.
And they didn't even lift their sword.
Again.
The glory spoke for them.
Hey, bless God.
And the glory manifested their victory.
Bless you, Jesus.
But I love the end of the story, Elder Allison. I love the end. 300 were chasing those that left, that fled unto Bethsheba and to Zarath and to the border of Abel of Mahala and unto Tabith. 300 chased them down. But then the end of the story declares this. And then the others of the nation of Israel came and joined in.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
They got the revelation at the end.
Amen.
They got it. And they were an united front as a nation chasing their adversaries. And I believe if we can get those that want to rise up and do what God is saying do, it will cause those that remain around us to join in before it's all said and done.
Amen. Amen. Bless us. Amen.
Yeah, there was.
But 15, I need those that are not fearful and afraid. Say that again, Elder.
There was 15,000 that actually 120,000 were slain with a sword. They pulled each other's sword on each other. They just killed each other.
And there were 15,000 left 15, over.
15,000 fled, but the whole, like you said, all of the Israel came and gathered with the 300 and went after the remaining 15,000. So I didn't want too much in the account, but yeah, they went after the
I understand. Remaining. I totally understand that.
There was 135,000 and they,
awesome.
But that was a body
move. Thank God. Yes, it was.
It was a body move and it all pointed to being in the power of agreement in the word.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Good job.
Apostle.
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. Can I say two things real fast? Do you remember what you said, the word 100, like when you came out of Mark 4 and said, what does 100 mean?
It meant a relationship. It meant a marriage due. It meant time spent as a marriage. There was no separation.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Did you also use of a certain affinity? Did you ever say that?
A certain affinity is the exact. There was no certain affinity to it. No certain affinity, meaning that it was something that was done relationship wise. It was a relationship built
due to marriage.
Mm-hmm. Right. Due to marriage.
Due to marriage. Because do you know the word affinity means a similarity of characteristics?
That's right.
Suggesting a relationship.
Evangelist, I was looking at that word today. Just today.
Wow. And Elder Allie, what did you say they broke into companies of how many?
100.
100.
Wow.
A similarity of characteristics suggesting relationship.
Go ahead.
What's going on? They were one like the other.
Exactly.
Amen.
Powerful.
Thank you.
They broke into companies of 100.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Three of them.
Bless God.
And in your example, Elder Allie, you talked about how the man of God, Gideon, would say, do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle, that's why God prompted you to say what you said about giving. Because the anointing comes on the head. We know it's Christ, but you're the head in the sense of that we are under your authority. Because you're under Christ's authority. This man Gideon said, do what I do.
That's right.
So giving in the first fruit and tithe is what God anointed you with.
That's right.
And to follow the do what I do method in this case is what God
Bless
is saying
God.
Will cause TGM to
Bless
go
God.
Forward in what God is saying to do.
Hallelujah.
To see
Hallelujah.
The glory of God. In the earth, in the manner
Hallelujah.
Chosen.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, God.
There is a body move coming to the house of True Gospel Ministries.
Hallelujah.
There is a body move coming.
Hallelujah.
That is
Jesus.
Going to create an anointing that you could never, never conjure
Hallelujah.
As an
Hallelujah,
individual
Lord.
Christian. He said, listen, if I get you moving as one, you will see a similitude of how me and the Father were getting things done.
Yes.
If I can get you all in that oneness, you're going to see it. You're going to know it just like it was me and the Father. Why? Because it's the Father in me and I'm in you. And the
yes.
only way you're
Amen.
Going to see that is when you come together.
Yes, God.
Then you'll see me.
Hallelujah.
Then you'll experience me.
Hallelujah.
How many times have you prayed for healing on your own and it hadn't manifested?
Amen.
Imagine when you're fully connected to your
Amen.
Brother in the
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
How many times have you cried out to God for deliverance and it still has not yet reached you? Why? Because you're not connected to the body that he's called you to.
Jesus.
When we move together as one, I'm not talking about the entire church. I'm talking about the ministry. We will see the ministry of reconciliation and restoration like we've never seen before.
Bless God. Amen.
And we will testify of what it means to be one with one another and how the Lord causes the anointing to run down like it was off the beard of Aaron. We will testify.
Yes,
not when one person feels I do it like this or I move like that. No. Because it's funny. We all love this rhema word. And we all stay in the sound and in the conversation of the rhema word. But the rhema word is becoming very specific unto us. It's all right when it doesn't cross your borders. And when it doesn't cross what you believe and how you feel you need to do things. But when the rhema is trying to bring a oneness, don't stop it.
Hallelujah.
Don't stand there as an Ananias and Sapphira to say, you know what? I'll roll with it to try to benefit from it over here, but I'm not going to do that over there. And no. You can't. No. The rhema
Jesus.
Is becoming very specific.
Oh, your God.
And it's challenging our oneness.
Thank you.
And I pray to God that we rise up together. And we constitute the 300 that blow the trumpets.
Amen. Yes, Lord God.
This word was very, very prophetic and very strategic.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
Very strategic.
Yeah, God is shaking.
God is speaking plainly unto us. He's giving us an opportunity to really watch the manifestation of his glory.
Hallelujah, Lord.
He's tied us together in the rhema word. Let me tell you something, people of God. If you ever had a rhema on how to give, and you have totally negated that rhema, woe be unto you. Because you're looking back on what the Lord revealed to you, not what a preacher said to you, but what the Lord quickened you in. I don't, and I say this openly and without shame, I don't have quickening power, but the Spirit of God in me does. And if you are quickened in the order of his worship and what he's saying on how to give, please don't negate, neither deny. Because Ananias and Sapphira had a revelation too. They did. Peter said, wasn't it yours when it was in your hands to do with what you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you try? How dare you try to deceive the Holy Ghost? In other words, you heard the call, but then you tried to deceive as though you didn't. And then you tried to trick and say, I did do exactly as he said.
Huh.
That tells you right there, you heard what he said. Don't be that. But if God has quickened you on how to worship him, how to worship him, not how to live under the law, but how to worship him. Get back in your lane, run your lane, and let God heal your land. Let God heal your land.
Bless God.
Before this meeting even started, I lifted I honored God with my first fruit and my tithe from the increase of my day. I honored God. I was not in a church service, but I was in the service of the Lord worshiping him.
Hallelujah.
The way that he quickened me to worship him.
Hallelujah.
God is trying to get He is trying to bring us together. He wants a body move in the area of wealth. I'm telling you what I truly know. Amen, yes. Elder Allison. Great study tonight.
Amen.
Great study tonight.
Amen.
Great study.
Elder Donna, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a favor? Can I get you to just hold yours and will you do your excerpt and your study prior to my teaching on Sunday morning?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes, of course, Apostle.
There was a prophetic implication that I really felt was,
yes. Amen.
Was really rising up in this.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
And listen here, people of God that are on this line. Listen here. Once again, I don't really believe I need to say this, but I'll say it again. I am not trying to get our house to be filled with giving and people giving for the cause of our ministry succeeding or doing this or doing that. I want to see a body move. I want to see God remove every burden and destroy every yoke of bondage.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Before the great outpour in the book of Acts, you look at it, and Joel prophesied this in Joel chapter 2. He talked about a money revival coming before a great outpour of the supernatural in the spirit. He talked about corn and wine and oil being restored. He talked about harvest being restored from the four insects that destroyed years of harvest. He talked about it. Then he said, then the Lord will pour out his spirit upon all flesh after a money revival. In the book of Acts, we see where God united them in an area of giving and everybody suggesting what they had was not their own. And then we see them lay bodies in the street.
Yes.
That at least the shadow of Peter would cross them and heal them and deliver those that were oppressed with devils. We see a greater move.
Yes, they were all healed.
they were all healed.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
But they were all in singleness of mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
For years, I've taught on tithing and first fruit giving. And for years, the Lord told me to leave it alone until he brought it up again. Mm-hmm. Well, he's bringing it up in the subject matter again. Mm-hmm. It's not even me mm-hmm. teaching it. It has been mm-hmm. Elder Allison. I'm not even the joint that's supplying the insight.
Gosh. Oh, God, I feel you, Lord God.
And I'm blessed at the fact that there's another voice that God has raised up in the house of True Gospel Ministries to sound the trumpet. And he said, when I begin to teach it again, I'll quicken those whom I will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You better say
open
that.
Open your hearts and open your minds. There's a body move coming. I left this subject alone for probably the last 6 or 7 years. Ever since we've been in Mark 4, I've left this subject completely by itself, as the Lord commanded. But it's swelling up again, and it's not by my power nor by my might, but it's coming by his spirit that's within Elder Allison. And so, come on. Do I have any dog lappers in the house? Do Amen. I have any dog lappers that will lap like a dog Amen. Without being fearful or afraid to walk in God's structure and God's methods? Let me see the dog lappers rise. Because I'm ready for the glory of the Lord to deliver and set free in areas of my life that I could not achieve by myself. But standing next to my brother, mm-hmm. standing next to my sister, in the power of agreement, I'm going to put every problem, or they will put, we together will put every problem to flight. Evangelist Benita, we found the formula we need to see God's great salvation and success. It's oneness.
Hallelujah.
The united people.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, evangelists. Evangelist Benita just said, I rise up in agreement with God, with what God is challenging us to do in obedience.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I say, amen, I rise with you. I rise with you. Yes, I certainly do. I rise up with you.
Hallelujah, yes.
And I'm so ready for it, man. I'm so ready to see God move. Jesus. And to finally achieve through his body.
Yes, God.
He said to me this morning, he said, didn't I tell you, you could do all things through Christ, which strengthens you? I said, yes, you did say that. He said, and didn't I also let you know that you are a part of the body of Christ? I said, yes. He said, so where do you think your strength is coming from? He said, if I said you could do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, and that you are the body, he said, the strength of Christ is in the body. It's with your brethren. It's in your brother or your sister that are in agreement with you. He said, you'll see.
Mm.
You'll see it. That's where your strength is. Jesus. There's a revelation behind being the body. Great strength and power has been negated
uh-huh.
because we've tried to chase it as individuals.
Yeah.
No more. This Rhema word has come to bind us together.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm
so down with it. Jesus. Amen. Once again, Yes, sir.
No, go. I didn't want to interrupt if you were going to end
there. I just want to say once again, Elder Allison, excellent study. And I give you, I really give you snaps up in all sincerity for you staying in a conversation over the last three studies where God has prophetically been announcing through you what he wants with us. It has been an awesome, awesome, awesome revealing.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord say to you, Elder Allison, don't you be afraid to open your ear to hear me entirely, to do what I just did through Apostle Todd. I would like to finish it with you.
Hallelujah.
Don't you be afraid to open your ear and to fully hear my implications.
Amen.
Your studies are beyond studies. They are speaking my glory, my topic, my opinion, my estimate, my point of view.
Amen, God.
There's glory in your studies.
Hallelujah.
I hear these last two words, hear deep. Hear deep.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Evangelist, what were you saying?
I wanted to ask you a question. When you first heard from the Lord about giving the first fruit, how did you feel? Not just in, I understand what the Rhema can do because it brings us under its power and authority. But when that power authority is not as present, I want to ask you specifically, was there any like, whoa, or like that's going to be, was there anything that would suggest feeling like that was going to be a lot?
When the Lord spoke it to me, first I was excited about the revelation. I was excited to hear the rhema of it. But then the reality touched me in my humanity because I was at the time living in a hotel with all of my family.
Come on.
And the Lord then challenged me to worship him the way that he required from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, you want to reveal it to me now? He said, right now. I said, well, then so be it. I will worship you and give you a first fruit that exceeds my tithe. And when I accepted that, shortly thereafter, we got released unto us, my wife and I, a check for $10,000. And we were able to move into our home, into the place that God would have us live. But we were in a hotel for so many months struggling. But then God revealed that worship. And then God blessed us. And then God kept blessing us. And God keeps blessing us and keeping us. See, we only become unfruitful. The Bible talks about becoming unfruitful. We become unfruitful when we stop receiving. The word receive means to admit. And the word admit to means to allow to enter. So the Bible says the word where the word is received is those that it falls on good ground, and they bring forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. It says, but when you stop receiving and you stop admitting that this is the way, this is the truth, this is the life, it says there, then it becomes unfruitful. And the word unfruitful means you miss what you should have had. That's what the word unfruitful means. You never bring forth what you should have. That's the exact Greek definition. You become unfruitful when you stop admitting you know the truth. You've heard the truth. And when there's no more admittance, you start missing what you should have had. You're unfruitful. So I know where my fruit is. I know where I bring forth. I understand it completely. And let me tell you something, people of God. God will challenge houses differently. He challenged them in the book of Acts to sell everything they had. He's challenging us just to honor him.
Yes.
In two ways, with first fruits and with tithing. Both that settled far before the law ever was. It was just the way God chose to be worshiped.
Amen.
It's a real simple. There's no deep equation to this. It's just the way he chose us to worship him. And so, yeah, when I first heard first fruits, I was elated at the revelation of it. But then my humanity rose and it challenged me because of my situation. But I heard your word, Lord.
I'm so glad you went back to that, because the Spirit of the Lord told me to ask you that for this purpose. Gideon, you have to see the picture. He's with 32,000 men. Gideon has some confidence with 32,000 men. Even with 10,000, he had confidence.
Yeah.
But when it breaks down to 300, the angel of the Lord came back unto Gideon and told Gideon, if you are still fearful, watch this. Yeah. He said, go down to the enemy's camp, and there you're going to hear a dream. And the dream will be interpreted by the person who's hearing about the dream. When the dream is interpreted and Gideon hears the interpretation, even his own name and the name of Gideon's father, the Bible says that Gideon was filled with the mind of God, turned to those around him and told him, surely God is the reason why I asked you this, apostle, was because if you look at that story, God was always dealing with the man of God first. He got him in order. When the fear was gone, the rest could follow. When the fear left you, apostle, when you were done with whatever the flesh wanted to communicate about it, God says, now I can deal with the rest.
That's it. That's it.
Hallelujah,
God.
That is it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's laying it out there. Yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
He needed you to tell the story.
Yeah, I understand. I surely understand it. And God is laying it out there again. And it's not for the success of our ministry. Mm-hmm. It is for the glory of God to be revealed in all of our lives. God wants to bless and God wants to outpour. He is already. The streams are opening. And the businesses and the things that we already have our hands on, the glory of the Lord that's being revealed.
Yes, hallelujah, Jesus.
The things that are coming together.
Thank you, Lord God.
There's an outbreak of wealth.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And there's an outbreak of supernatural that's coming right behind it. It is what it is.
And I want to say for everyone who's been fearful, who has looked at your situation, I tell you, God has given us an example in the earth. His name is Apostle Todd. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Look at your apostle, for you're looking at the very character of Jesus, when you see him sowing constantly under any and every circumstance. He is to be the one we're beat to be after the similitude. It's the similitude of Christ. It comes down to it being Christ. But look at your man of God. Look at you. It's amazing how God will use certain somebody, certain things to give us confidence. Don't hold to your confidence in what you see.
Amen.
And how you see.
Hallelujah.
Because that is come to, as Apostle just said, steal your fruit. Steal what God wants to do.
God is ministering to those that have had a revelation in this worship. And there are things unfulfilled. Connect yourself back to the body. Connect yourself back to the body. Listen. Listen to me. God doesn't have us pick and choose from out of the rhema word and then deny what once had quickened us and once had ministered to us and once had become a way of success and salvation. And then all of a sudden life happens and we walk away. God will test and God will try us. Will you hold fast to what you've been hearing and what you have heard? Those of you that have not been quickened in the methods of giving or worship, you're not responsible for this. And I say that freely because I don't want you feeling pressed and oppressed by what you're hearing to join in, to stay a part of this vineyard. No, I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to quicken you. And I want you to experience the quickening of the Holy Spirit, because that's the only place you're going to find life in what's being said. But I don't want you to feel pressed by anything to stay a part of our ministry. But when you hear the voice of the Lord, when you hear and you start to say the same thing, the sword of the Lord and Gideon,
yes,
and you start to see the same way, then be a doer of it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
But yeah, those of you that have denied and walked away, go revisit him again concerning the matter.
Yes, Lord.
Because one thing our prophetess says, one thing the Lord will not change is his word.
No, it doesn't.
Once he's spoken it, it doesn't change. Once you've heard it, it does not change. Your circumstances and your flesh may speak and rise and try to change it, but I guarantee, look below the surface of that, and the word of the Lord is still the word of the Lord.
Yes, it is.
It did not change. And God is trying to unify us because he wants a body move. Amen.
I'm going to say it loud and clear.
Boy, oh boy.
You speaking right to me, Apostle Todd Gregory Harley. I'm telling you, and I stand with you.
Amen.
And God. I'm saying it now in front of every, because I am, my heart is fixed.
Hallelujah.
Fixed.
Hallelujah.
And no matter what.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I say
again what Evangelist Benita said. I rise up in agreement with what God is challenging us to do in obedience. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God Amen. Bless you guys.
Hallelujah,
if you have
Lord.
A seed you'd like to sow into the word, you can sow a seed into the word that will go directly to Elder Allison because she spoke as the oracle of the Lord today. If Amen. You have a tithe you want to release, you are able, and you want to release your tithe, you can do that. You know how to do it through Cash App. It's $TrueGospelMens. If you have a Zelle that you want to Zelle it through, it's TrueGospelMens@AOL.com. That's the address that we're sending it to. Listen, if you have a revelation in your spirit, if there's a quickening in your spirit, listen to what the Lord says to you now. And this closes the chapter on this here, closes the book. Do not try to make up for what you didn't do. You don't owe God a nickel. Pick up where you left off. Pick up where God increases you next and begin to honor him. You don't Amen. Owe God what you didn't give. Amen. There is no going back to saying, oh my gosh, I missed this, I missed that. No. You repent. Change your thinking. Realign yourself with the rhema word. And when he increases you again, be ready to worship him.
Amen.
Love on him from there. There's no interest yes. here. The blood of Jesus is already forgiven and wiped that clean.
Yes.
So God bless you guys. And I look to hear from you on Sunday again, Elder Allison. A job well done.